Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our planning part of this meeting. Again, we're meeting October 21st, 2020. First item on the agenda is public comment. We're taking public comment for any item that's not on the agenda that anybody wants to address the planning commission.
Kim.
Or the council, they're still here. Everybody here for an agenda item then? Okay?
I got one comment. Is there gonna be a planning report also in the?
No.
Nothing to report.
You need a report?
Well, I thought that was just common practice in a planning meeting, that have a planning report.
There's not. I can tell you that these two items right here have been carried over from last month. Well, one of them did. One of them just got turned in this month, so. Okay, we will go to item number one. Jeff Trimble. Jeff, are you on the line? He was gonna try and call in.
Yes, I am.
There he is. Okay. The floor is yours.
Four?
That's still Chip. Amelia said a number of people had logged in for the 7 o'clock meeting. I don't know if they gave up.
We had some people here for, I think Jeff Trimble is here. It looks like he's muted.
Okay.
Maybe that's him calling in right now.
Let's give him a minute, see if he can get on. And I will apologize in advance. I don't have access to the projector.
Okay, we don't have him muted, do we?
Who muted?
Jeff.
No.
So he's the one, he has to do it on his end?
He's working on his end. Amelia says he's calling in. So sometimes, I mean, both Zoom teams, all of them together, sometimes the computer has issues and it's easier to call the number.
Okay.
And then you show twice.
Okay.
So if we give him a minute, hopefully he can get called in.
Okay.
I think he's calling back in. We did have someone just join. I didn't catch the name.
Vince, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Gary Wade, and I did not get a link to the meeting, and so I don't know where it got sent. I see that there was joined the meeting, but there's no link to it.
Is the join the meeting a hyperlink? Like, can you click on that?
It's not. And it's not on the website either.
I didn't get one either, I noticed.
Well, the link that I get, it gives you three different options to download. So there's no real way for me to post a link without.
Hey, can everyone hear me? This is Jeff Trimble.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, sorry about that. I was muted earlier, so I called back again. Are you guys ready? Is the floor mine still?
Yes.
Okay. Not much has changed since the last time we met. We did send in some additional drawings to you guys to kind of accommodate what we had talked about. Obviously, our viewpoint is that we want to take this land to the highest and best use. We do feel like that is commercial, and we do feel like the commercial is consistent, you know, with the TU engineers report. They said commercial is what they see. So we have had, you know, people reach out, and we do think there are things that are able to be built, you know, in the near future on the area, you know, on the plat, given the demand up there. So, you know, we're kind of in that same spot. We'd like to get the parcel change to commercial. We're open to, you know, negotiations on how that kind of bears itself out.
So are you looking at the entire parcel, or are you looking at the 500 feet discussed?
I think for us, we still would like to try to get the entire parcel if that's possible. If not, then we do understand that. And, you know, I refer you, I sent in the drawings, the concept. I can send them to you again if you need them.
Okay, so all the commissioners have that drawing in front of them.
Okay, great. So if you look at comment at concept E, and you, we go back to the conversation we had a couple months ago. One of the concerns was that it didn't go deep enough, and I don't know if you guys have discussed on how to remedy that part, whether we make part of it residential and thus it's kind of a dead spot, or we make it all commercial with some sort of contingency that we can't build on it for a given amount of time. But this one shows it even with the line of the storage units that are two parcels away from us, if you look at it, and this drawing would bring it in line with those. There's four different drawings that are drawn up here. And obviously, we can play with how the buildings look there. We can do one solid building. We can do, this one shows a building set, you know, two separate buildings. We actually played with and flipped it both front and back, given the smaller big buildings. So I think there's a lot to do there with what we could do on the footprint.
So that diagonal line is just, are you still looking at splitting that parcel?
We weren't looking at splitting it because we can't split it because, it's however you guys want to handle it. What we were talking about last time is you can't build on a, if we split it and make that first portion commercial, we're open to that. That leaves the residential piece as kind of a dead spot. It wouldn't be able to be built on because your current residential standards are that it has to be one home per 5 acres, and that would leave like 2.5 acres just of a dead parcel there. Obviously, we could probably rezone it down the road and that. The other way that they had talked about it was that they would zone the whole thing commercial, but it would have a stipulation on it that we couldn't, you know, build for a certain time or until certain conditions were met.
Okay.
And we're open to that. One thing I'd like to just at least advocate for is, we would also be willing to do a lot. You know, this doesn't really impact a whole lot of residential if you look at what we're butting up against. You're really only talking at the really back end of it. We hit a couple houses there, and that's at the very end. And we'd be open to building a nice privacy fence for them to set it apart, put trees there, you know, if we were given the entire amount. That would help us to, obviously get a better, get it to the highest and best use. So, I'd be interested to hear your, thoughts on that.
Okay. Planning Commission, do you have any comments, Mr. Trimble? We did talk about that parcel and how it almost goes clear to Little Sweden Road in the back. And so there was some reluctancy to do the entire parcel into commercial just because it pulls us away from the highway corridor that our general plan talks
about. I can understand that. How far back do you guys think that commercial will eventually go there? Maybe that's a better way to ask it.
That was an open-ended question, eventually.
What's total acreage for this?
What is your total acreage? Yeah?
We're just over 5 acres.
Just over five.
Okay, so it's cutting it in half.
So you mentioned...
And we just like to go back as deep as we can, I guess, would be our thing. This we trade at 2.5 to keep it in line with the storage units. If we can go deeper, we would obviously take it.
Okay. What kind of you mentioned a deed restriction on the remaining parcel?
Yeah, we'd be open to that as well. I think that's maybe a easier thing if you just. I think we're at a minimum of a half acre here, so we have to make sure we accommodate for that for the commercial. But yeah, we would be open to do a deed restriction. How do you guys see that playing out? Would that just be hey, we'll revisit the acres in X amount of years, or when certain conditions were met? How do you guys see that playing out?
I guess that question is probably for you. How do you see it playing out?
I would think your community that you don't want that to, you know, I guess there are some questions on how deep you want it to go. You know, and maybe that's where we need to decide, like, hey, we're only going to go back. We don't want you to get too close to Little Sweden no matter what. And then we figure out what to do with that lap, that back portion. And then if not, then I think maybe we say, hey, we'll let you go to here now, and then we'll let you go to this point in X amount of years. I think that's the cleanest. I think we look at this piece, and it's off Highway 40 on the way to Strawberry Reservoir. We look at the kind of timing of it, and we think this probably is something that, you know, feeds that you know, reservoir. So, you know, you're talking boat rentals or storage units or boat storage, something along those kinds we see as likely short-term things to put on this, or things that are available in the short term. We've had interest, a lot of interest for storage units in the area, so we do think that is something that could go on the whole footprint.
Okay, all right.
Why wouldn't just take it here, open storage?
He's following our
He's following our
Maybe he's in the neighborhood. He just needs to stop.
So because I printed this also dang small, I can't see it. If that parallel line, is that our 500-foot line for the commercial that...
It's going to be off a little bit. What they did is they took, if there's ones where it's zoomed out, so they went from the storage to other commercial we have,
uh-huh.
And they basically figured out that distance and then drew a line. So it's going to be a little over 500 feet, if I remember right, because we had some funky things on that parcel that we zoned the whole thing commercial because there was that little, it was a very small triangle, but it was a triangle. So that line is going to be slightly over 500 feet.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Commission, do you have any questions on that? On that line that's on your map there? Because that is our 500 feet we talk about in our documents, general plan.
The diagonal line?
Yes.
No, the
it's in the middle.
Yeah. So that's what we designated back. Well, we didn't. The county designated that back, and we accepted that zoning when we took over as a town. So. That's where that line would come in at.
Which one line are you talking about?
So,
this line we're talking about right there?
The yes. Meeting, or I'm leaving.
A diagonal line.
I cannot hear anything.
Now, that's supposed to be 500 feet from Highway 40?
What's that? Yes. City can't hear anything.
Chip can't hear anything.
That was Gary.
Oh,
that's over 500 feet from the Highway 40.
Somebody can't hear anything.
If he's got it on there, that's over 500 feet.
Yeah,
okay. Just saying, if you could please send the link to the meeting so I can hear. Otherwise, I'm just leaving.
Who has it?
This is 360 feet right to this line here. With that property line right there, that's 360 feet. And if you double that, so that's about 600 something feet up to there. So he's over 500 feet up there.
Are you looking at the very bottom property line? Is that what which line are you looking at?
Yeah, the last, this line right here, this bottom acre piece here.
Uh-huh.
That's 360 feet from there to there.
Is that your property?
Yes, that's my property.
So is that line 360 feet from the highway?
Yes, 360 feet.
From the highway right away?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right from the fence line, starting out by that telephone pole there. Runs up there 360 feet.
You own both of those parcels?
Yes.
Okay.
I own both of these pieces right here.
Okay. Next door.
And that there is 1,014 feet down there.
From the highway to the back of both? 1,014.
No, that's 700, and then there's 360. That's 1,014, Robbie.
So that's from the highway there to what's her name? The school teacher's property.
Yeah.
Huntington.
That's a little more. Yeah. He's
Huntington.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a a fence line agreement done in 1996 or '97 or something, right around there. There was a fence line agreement done between Casper's to sell that 5-acre lot, which Houston owns. That'll give you the exact dimensions of that property on that east or the west side of there going down from the fence. That'll be on the west side of that property. They'll give you the whole measurement right there, and that should be in the court records at the county office.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact year.
I couldn't see what you, were you pointing to the one above or below your property?
I'm just to the east.
Okay.
Both of those property there.
I believe. You're talking like the build, you're between the buildings and the proposed.
So if you turn the north arrow north, it will be under that.
Yeah, I'm next to the building.
This one.
He's this long.
Yes, that's the Houston property.
So the bottom one.
Yeah, the top one is the Houston's.
No, that's his. That's Vic.
No, to the west is the Houston's.
They can't decide.
No, this is what you have your pen on belongs to him, and he has two parcels right there.
These two right here. Okay. Do you mind if we ask what your plans are for those parcels?
Right now, nothing. I tried to build on them. I couldn't build on them.
Okay.
These guys would be interested in buying it.
I know there's a lot of people who are interested in buying it, but they don't want to pay nothing for it. I got a right of way to my property, which was taken away from me a couple of years ago, and I got it back. But I'm not happy with the way they did it, but that's okay. It's done, and I got a gate there to the highway. But yeah, I don't think they should come in there and come all the way up back to this house up here. The one guy's got a $700,000 home that's registered in Zillow. And here you come up there with a building, and somebody wants to throw a bunch of junk out there. And I got my other property I bought over here, next to my father-in-law's house there. They're gonna do construction in there and build a nice home or building. They come in there and along my fence, they back into the tractor, bust it down, throw tires and old cement mixers out there up there. Looks like a junkyard. And I got a hay field that's cleaner than their junkyard. So they're coming in here that I think, you know, they should stay back here where they're supposed to. They shouldn't even build there. Because if I go on to build a house, I can't build a house because I gotta have 5-acre lot. He comes in there and puts 12 people in that building and got a septic tank, and he don't have to hook the sewer. There's no restrictions after they do this, and there shouldn't be. It should be that they have to stay with the same things that the residentials do.
Good point.
Because you've taken, well, a good example has come down there to where Russ Witt just built those 5 buildings. He says one person, and then when I listen to the meetings, that's all they're going to put in there. They can come in and put 12 people in there, and they have no way of walking down to the service station and using their little toilet down there to come back. And you got people up here with septic tanks, and somebody else has got a well, like Houston's got a well. And you got all these people over here. His well's going to really be nice because it's over 100 something feet. You're supposed to have 150 feet away from a well. Here you got 12 people working in this building, 15 in this one, and his drinking water becomes a septic pool. Even though he's got a trail out around his house, which I wouldn't build.
But you'd be in favor of some commercial along Highway 40 if it didn't encroach too far into the town boundary.
As long as they restrict it, they don't have no restriction on it. That's what I'm saying. It should be the same with him as it is anybody on the sewer system.
Eric, I guess this is as good a point as any to bring up my objection to it. And that is, if we allow this back piece to stay residential, I think that's setting up a problem for us later down the road. In the form of that, okay, as long as these people own this property, they're not going to want to do anything there. But what if they sell it? or what if they hand it off to somebody else and somehow somebody either gets possession of this entire 5 acres or it gets sold with this as 2.5 acres? Somebody's going to want to do something with that, and they're going to be back to us saying, well, you let this subdivision take place. Now what are we supposed to do with this property that's unbuildable?
No.
I think it's going to be a very difficult situation for the Planning Commission as well as the town if we allow this 2.5 acre piece to either remain RA5 or to go to some other residential use. I think that we need to think very carefully about allowing this. I'm not opposed to commercial out by the highway. I don't think Vicki is either. Okay. But I think that the way this is setting up, we're setting up a domino to fall on our heads later down the road. 5 years, 10 years, 6 months, who knows?
Well, they need to put sewer in there somehow and restrict people, because like you say, there's no restriction on how many people that work in that building. And then you got a well.
But that's just part of it, Vic. If somebody wants to build a residence on 2.5 acres, and we have traditionally said, no, you have to have 5.
Right, yeah.
Well, why have you allowed this to be split off of this if it's not going to remain 5 required?
Well, I think that's what we're talking about, is we're talking about the deed restriction. So if you're going to make this entire parcel commercial, you'll have a deed restriction on that back for that very thing. We're talking about impact. That's what the deed restriction does.
If the entire parcel goes commercial, that's too deep into residential.
Even with the deed restriction, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because what could happen there other than that?
The back of this corner, Vic, is how far from your back door? It goes all the way up to Ruthette Huntington's house.
Barnett and Huntington are actually a little closer than me.
Okay, but
Huntington is, because it's right straight behind him.
But are you 500 feet away from that?
Oh, from that.
From the back of this property, the right corner or the left corner, whichever, that's closest to your back door. How many feet is that?
It'd be about 700 and...
No. The back of the property, not out to the highway.
All the way back. Oh, Jesus. Like, where's your property from that corner? I think
he's
asking. Yeah.
Well, this is all my property here. My house is right there.
That's what he's asking.
All right. Yeah. So your house to this property, if it were commercial, would be what?
If the whole thing...
No, it's only about, be less than 70 feet.
There you go.
Back in my house.
Wrong. I think it needs to not be changed.
Even Huntington's house would only be about 70 feet, if that. It runs across it. His is actually shorter than mine. I'm about 30 feet longer than what
and once we do this, once we invade residential property that far, this isn't the last of it. There's going to be more coming.
But now where are they going to access water at, though?
So that's something they'll have to deal with. What we're looking at this point is the zoning.
Zone change.
And if this is even allowed. And so,
You can say, okay, you can have a building there, but where are you going to get the water?
That's up to them to go get the water.
Yeah, that's a different...
I won't let them across my property. Houston might not let them across his. That means they have to go down farther unless they drill a well.
Yeah. But that's two separate issues, Vic.
Yeah, but there's... If you come up there, you're getting behind two houses here.
Yeah.
And then there's a right-of-way there. What's that going to cost later on?
I don't know.
Which is not a... It's only a right-of-way through the... Those two properties up there at the other end?
Yep.
And it's something like 34 feet wide. But there's no restriction on if it's agriculture or nothing.
Right, but it's a right-of-way.
It's a right-of-way.
Clearly recorded on that property. So.
Right. Now, does that because it's on residential, does that make it so that you can put a business in there and drive through there too?
I don't know what the right-of-way he has there. I don't
Well, that would have to be a city ordinance on how wide access coming in other than off the highway.
Well, we do for roads, but we don't for driveways. So, I mean, it depends on what impacts in there. So we have road, we allow up to 3 on a 50-foot right-of-way of compacted ground-up asphalt.
Okay.
Where they have to build a road if they want more than 3. So that is restricted in the town code, but...
If we leave this, the back portion of this, as commercial, or excuse me, as residential, that would be fine if we didn't have RA5. If we had RA2.5, that would work. But the way this is, we're going to do this now, and then somebody's going to come back to us and say, okay, I get to do this over here because you did this there.
Well, I think that's what we're talking about, the deed restriction. The deed restriction allows you to put restrictions on that piece of property. Whether that, whatever that restriction they're willing to enter into with the planning commission will be recorded on the property. If it says it's a hayfield, it is a hayfield.
Indefinitely?
As long as that agreement's in. Nothing's indefinite because they can always come back and the next council could change that.
The next council, yeah.
I think this is a mistake. I think it's a 5-acre residential lot, and if we're going to honor what RA5 means, I think that's what it is. And if they want to make it commercial, I think commercial is invading too far into residential properties.
Okay. See, the back of the property, if you come over here to the storage units, that's 612 feet to the corner. Exactly to his corner, 612 feet. That's off the highway. This line right here. Got a pencil?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
If 614 feet, I think it is, to the back of that storage unit right there. And that's coming from here to here. So if you come from there to there, and that's only 500 feet, well, this is 600 here. That's more than 500 there.
They are having a lot of trouble hearing us, though.
They are?
Okay.
Well, we're wearing masks.
That's the problem with this format is that we can't be spread out and have a mic close enough to everybody. And so anyway, but we are back up for what they can hear.
Okay, very good.
So I have a question then. Based on these discussions, which makes sense, how could we make commercial along Highway 40? I mean, you know, I think we want commercial along 40, but we've got this same problem, so.
Well, what have the other properties done that are commercial now? That's what I would point to.
That's a good question.
What are they what? I miss that.
What have the other properties along 40 that are commercial, what have they done? Has this been faced before?
I think exactly that. We as a planning commission made that entire parcel up at Nephi Trinnell's, the whole parcel is commercial.
Does it reach to Little Sweet?
Yes.
Yes.
And the city plan, according to the engineer, is that this area will be commercial. They actually recommend that the whole thing be commercial, and that's consistent with your plan. But, you know, we're discussing here tonight. I'm just, you know, saying what key engineers said.
The big difference there, Eric, I think, is that Little Sweden and 40 are on an angle to each other. And the properties you're referring to aren't as thick, but down here, it goes all the way. And that does invade into residential where it's not invading so much up where the, I mean, if you look at it, Little Sweden actually cuts down to zero, the tip of the triangle right there at the propane station.
Right. Yeah, the Trinnell piece, which is three properties up?
Okay. Yeah, three properties from
three
me.
Three properties up goes all the way.
Well,
to
it's actually street. Next door to mine. I own the property next to him.
Do you?
Yes.
So that one has both.
But it isn't as long as this one.
No, it's not.
That's my point.
But then I don't know that because there's houses on Little Sweden now between this parcel. So it has slid out. I don't know how far.
I mean, if we're going to do that, then we ought to take commercial all the way down Little Sweden.
Well, that's a different thing. I think our plan shows commercial along the highway corridor.
Where do you draw the line is my question.
That's why we have a hard job.
So we ought to discuss as an agenda item away from this topic.
We need a whole plan for this area.
Exactly.
It's kind of a master plan.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
It's up to the agenda item of a different meeting.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, once the horse is out of the barn, it's not time to lock it. We need to get this decided before the first one happens that people will point back to and say, well, you let them do that. I want to do it. And so you're discriminating.
Yeah, we haven't got sewer up there, and we gotta start getting sewer. If we're gonna have all these businesses coming in there along 40, you gotta have good water for them. And then you got residential there, right next door. And so if you're gonna start building houses there with no sewer and businesses especially, where's all the sewer gonna go in the ground again? You already got a problem, you said it's Storm Haven. The sewer's running down there to my well. That's what I'm drinking.
Yeah. So the wet property you talked about, they piped that under the highway?
They did pipe it under.
They did. So there's no septic on the wet property.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, they start wanting to not do it, and then they keep moving on pretty quick. You got all these people up there, and you won't let nobody build on it unless it's 5 acres, and then you have all these businesses with sewer. And in our water, we don't have much, the drought is hitting real hard, so there's not much water, and the wells are gonna have to start going deeper pretty quick. Either that or you're gonna be running into a lot of sewer water.
Another big problem is gonna be the sound. The light, as it already is. You told me before that you had to go out and change some issues on the lighting on that property that's just up. You know what I'm referencing? Didn't you have to go a couple of years ago?
On Mike Peterson's? They installed some that wasn't up to our standard.
Yeah. So did we ever get that changed, or is it still?
Oh, absolutely.
I think they may have changed it back. It's if you walk out there at night, it's extremely intense towards the residential area.
Oh, it comes through my kitchen window.
Does it?
Yeah, it lights it up like it's daylight.
And see, those are just the beginning. That's the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be tons of those problems if we allow commercial.
You have that in residential too, don't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I know about lighting.
Well, over on Nephi's property, they worked there until about 2 or 3 in the morning. I guess Davis has been, people have been complaining to him, and he's been going up there to try to keep his dogs from barking.
And it never
works. And howl and howl and howl, because they're over there working until 2 or 3 in the morning. And then the dogs just carry on.
These are all conditions that follow commercial property, commercial change, zoning. And if that's what we want, that's okay, but let's just take it all the way down to Little Sweden so that all of it can be commercial.
Well, I think we've heard that from a couple of commissioners. Just make the whole town commercial.
Yep,
we've heard that. So, Jeff, I know you got cut off. So what we're hearing from some of the planning commissioners is they really don't want to see commercial go all the way to the back of that parcel.
Understood. I gathered that.
Okay.
So what are you guys thinking? And it kind of sounds like, you know, what's the vision for Little Sweden there? I mean, like, if we are going to not go all the way back, is there some way we can help your vision of Little Sweden with the back end of our parcel too, you know? How do we, you know, we're open to, you know, matching your vision there if that's helpful. Otherwise, how far back do you guys, are you comfortable going? You know, we're open to that, and we're open to a deed restriction to, you know, achieve what we want to as well.
What's your pleasure,
Commissioners? Well, I'd like to see the commercial happen, and I'd also like to see a residential RA5 lot in the back of that. But this, to me, is more of a developer problem.
We actually talked about doing residential as part of this, but you can't do that right now because the lowest residential you have, the smallest residential you have right now, is one home per 5 acres. So you cannot build a home on there unless we build it on the entire parcel.
Yes, to be clear, you can build one house on the 5 acres in the current zone. The plan that was submitted was to build 4 homes or 5 homes on the 5 acres, and that's what doesn't work.
Agreed. I mentioned that. I think you can do the one house per the 5 acres, but that's not
as it is now.
We do a flat lot. We already have access off of 36.
If you divide off commercial off the front, that becomes an unbuildable lot. It's 2.5 acres or 2 acres or 1.5, however you, and that becomes, I think, ultimately a problem down the road. Somebody's going to obtain that property and want to put something on it and say, well, why did you let it split if you weren't allowing it?
Yeah, we agree, especially at 2.5 acres, if you're dividing it there and we're just leaving 2.5 in the back. If we divided it further down and maybe did a deed restriction on some of it, you know, I'm just throwing a number out here, but you say we go back 4.5 or 4 acres back.
That won't work.
Deed restriction on the, at all, that won't work.
No, you have to have 5 acres to build.
No, he's talking about the deed restriction now.
I'm including a deed restriction, and I'm leaving how far we go back as ambiguous too. I just been trying to, you know, get an idea of the concept here. So, you know, if we could go back past that, we are concerned about leaving, you know, 2.5 acres back there as just residential that cannot be built on and really isn't. We do have a right-of-way access off 3600 South, and see, one of our things is we look at the negatives that the storage unit has going in there. But, you know, if you do anything on that back end, you're going to end up going through the middle of one of these people, the middle of those two properties back there, because we do have a right-of-way already in place.
That's fine.
If you ever do residential off that.
How do we get around the 5 acres with a deed restriction, Eric?
Well, the deed restriction.
Yeah, you get around the.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You get around. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You get around it by you give us 4.5 acres of commercial. That last back half acre will now become essentially useless for us. If I'm being honest, we'll just kind of be sitting there. Maybe we sell it to one of these homeowners down the line. You know, at some point, I think it could have some utilization. But for now, we wouldn't be able to do anything with it. And then what we do is say, hey, we don't even want you to, if you didn't want us to go as deep as 4 acres right now, you only want us to go to 2.5, you could say, hey, you go to 2.5 now, and then we have a deed restriction for 2 years or whatever you want to do, and then in 2 years we can revisit the last acre and a half parcel. That's how I would imagine it rolling out.
This problem goes away for the town of Daniel if the developer wants to purchase that property between the existing buildings and your proposed layout. That property in the middle of that could all be commercial, and then on the back of those two parcels you could have a residential that you could enter from Little Sweden. So what we're talking about here, the town does not have a problem if you guys want to buy more property and develop the front of that as commercial and the back as a residential. All of a sudden, everything fits together. Now, what does that take? It takes money.
Agreed. And we also, why were they split off like this? I mean, that vision wasn't consistent with the plan that, you know, this is said to be commercial. Why did they split them off like this to begin with? And I do think commercial eventually will go deeper here as well. So we'd like to, you know, hold out on that. One question I do have for you, that I have tried to reach out to that parcel owner, I have not had any luck. You guys have a good contact information for them, and I would reach out again to them.
We have the owner of those properties in this meeting tonight.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to, you know, discuss with them in more details while we deal with them.
Yeah, if you were to purchase those properties, the problem goes away for the town, because doesn't take long for us to put that commercial in a parallel situation to the highway, plus we would have enough back there for a 5 acre lot.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't know, is a 5 acre lot there really consistent with where the future of the city's going, or the future of this area is going though? I think that's something that is kind of a piece that we're working around right now, but isn't something that we're working around in the future. And so what we're trying to say is, can we hold off for the future? We think this resolves differently in 5 years when, you know, hey, maybe at that point when there are smaller houses, you know, smaller lots that we can put back there, you know, an acre or whatever it may be, and we already have right-of-way access, we don't even have the flag lot in at that point. So we could leave some amount back there for residential, and what, you know, I'm sure at some point your residential will loosen a little bit, maybe not.
Well, you have to realize you've got residential along Little Sweden now, and they're trying to buffer that commercial zone. You've got the same thing with the property to the north that Houston is involved with. I don't know how much property he owns beside that residence, but that's all you're trying to do is buffer.
Houston owns 5 acres, period. It was split off of an 8 acre lot.
this in relation to our lot? I don't know where that is in relation to our lot.
So that is the house right next door to your lot?
Okay, the house, to the...
North.
West.
North, okay.
West?
Yeah, west.
And we're totally comfortable with that buffer. I guess the question is, where's that buffer then? Is that buffer an acre back there? Is that buffer a half acre back there? I mean, you know, where does that line get drawn? And, you know, we understand that's a tricky question for you, and that we feel that might change. And so what we're saying is, can we, you know, do this deed restriction where then, you know, yeah, we give you a few years to, where we cannot do anything on the, you know, an acre of it or an acre and a half of it. We don't rebuild on that 2.5 acre.
Well, as a commissioner, I would want to stay away from deed restrictions if I could. To me, the simplest thing to do is to try and keep all that commercial out front and settle in on one residential lot on 5 acres. I believe there's enough acreage there to do it. Therefore, the buffer zone, you're in total control of.
That's right through there, so they can only fit that one.
But by doing that...
Or did I confuse you?
Buy this and make residential back here.
That's what Kim said.
This is used to check.
But yeah, if I were him, I wouldn't want an office building right there.
No. And that other half where Houston's is?
Here, here.
Here?
Yes.
That's a 3-acre parcel that belongs to a guy named Mitchell.
So this part's 5.
And that part's 3. And where you are right now is 5.
Yeah, 5 here, 3 here.
3 on that side, yes. And all those buildings that you see are on the 3-acre parcel that is accessible with the house on the 3-acre from Little Sweet. So that's 100% residential, and Houston's is 100% residential. I don't think you're going to get the commercial to go across Houston's property. He'd have to tear that house down that Houston's built.
Mm-hmm. Where's the access from Little Sweden? Right here somewhere?
No. If you look back on his property again, okay, go all the way to the right. No, up above the nice property up.
Where's the septic
right there?
Because his house is right here.
An easement into Ruth Ann Huntington's residential property. It goes through their orchard and half of it's on the easement down on Houston's, no, excuse me, on Huntington's, and half of it's on another. This is a third property right in here, and I think it's only an acre. So half of the easement he's talking about goes right down that property line between those two properties right there.
This direction?
Nope.
This direction.
That direction.
Okay.
Let me show you. So we'll...
So right this direction.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is Mitchell. Mitchell's property stops here. It's kind of a Utah show to have it. Then there's another house right here, and I think that's the one that Vic refers to as the $700,000 house. Their easement goes right here. This is Little Sweden, and the easement goes half on Ruth Ann Huntington's and half on here.
Okay.
But when you go out and look at that, they're not going to get on that easement because there's a garage that sits right here. And to have an easement right there, that now violates the site.
Yeah.
You
know, requirements. So this goes, these meet right here.
That's correct. And as you can see,
basically right there,
where it is here, even if it goes the whole length of the property, that width is much less than the length of this one. This one is huge. Off of the highway back to Little Sweet.
This is like there.
And what Kim is saying is divide this, mm-hmm. and that gives you 5 acres. But I don't know.
Some place you drive through there.
Yeah, you'd have to work that out. I don't know if the easement is going to do what you need for a driveway.
Well, we're just orientating the map here for a couple of commissioners. Is there another question?
Okay.
I was just curious if we try to make a lot in the back of that after we've purchased the property besides in between the existing commercial and your proposed property. Is there a problem with them building a house behind your place? And where does that easement take place? Is it along one of your property lines?
No.
How wide is that easement? Does anyone know?
I think somebody said 34.
34 feet.
Yeah, 34 feet.
Is that within driveway legal?
For one house, that would work.
So there you go. You've got your 5-acre lot in the back, you've got your commercial along Highway 40, but you know, somebody's going to have to negotiate some purchases, but all of a sudden the town of Daniel
I do want to say, I feel like the homeowner is being compelled to have to buy an extra parcel of property. That we didn't decide to make this how it was, somebody else did. We purchased it like this. So, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a fair option to the property owner that we have to go buy another parcel, especially after, you know, they kind of now know our intentions with it. So I'd like to, you know, I understand we were going with the 5 acres back there, but that's a large chunk of our portion that we're giving up. I'd rather push that along the line and not have to be, you know, and not have to deal with the 5 acres now and hope that that changes down the road, the residential guideline.
Well, one other thing about that is that presupposes that second parcel is for sale. It may not be. We cannot compel somebody to sell something if they don't want to.
Absolutely. And that's just creating a problem for us that we get, like you're saying, it's out of our control to solve. You know, like we hear what you're saying there, but man, that's tough for us to, you know, compel someone else to sell. And you know, that wasn't how it was drawn up. It was drawn up as a 1-5 acre thing. You know, I agree.
Okay, but what you're not realizing is you bought a 5-acre parcel of residential property. That's your right to build a house there. But now we have to decide whether it can be changed to commercial and what you can build there. So I don't think we have any reason that we have to do this or want to do this. We're trying to make a way that it makes sense for the town. So
yeah.
You saying that you're telling us we can't do anything with this property or it was divided weird, that's totally wrong. There are some conditions that would have to be met to make this commercial, and I've been pushing this along and we've talked about it, but the direction this is going, I'm saying, yeah, you've got a 5-acre residential property, build a house.
Yep. Yeah, and I understand the point, Rick. I'm not saying it's weird. I'm just saying it is what it is. We're already walking into this, and I'm just saying what he's saying. We that's a, you know, the solution is that we have to go approach the property owner to do so. And I once again would refer you to your master plan for what's going in here. You see this as some portion of commercial as it is already. So,
right.
You know, maybe yeah. Us building a 5-acre home then just totally take that and isn't in line with your plan. So, yeah, I understand with that, that we need to do that.
What I'm saying is you could go, and we've given you the option of commercial for the front where we think the commercial is needed. We could say build a house in the back, and at some point maybe you can subdivide it differently. And the same thing with the restriction. I would not be willing to say, and I mean it's just my vote, but that it would be 2 years. It would be until the zoning changes to allow a house with that size of lot. That might be a year, that might be 50 years.
Well,
and I think you can go into realizing that.
I'm fine with that. I was just using years as you know, I was using them as examples. But the one thing I would say is we're not seeking a deed restriction. I think the deed restriction is only if we made it commercial, then we would have a deed restriction on when we could use the commercial. I don't think the deed restriction applies to the residential piece. Either you just give us the commercial for the amount, and then that makes the rest a landlocked piece of residential that we can't build on right now. So then that's where we were talking last time too. You can just give us commercial in the front half, and then that leaves a certain amount of residential that's just kind of can't be built on right now. It's locked. We'd have to sell it or put it in pieces. So we do understand that's what we're talking about here. But that's not the deed restriction. I was under, I think the meter section only applies to the commercial.
Okay. Yeah, really, I mean, if it's unbuildable on a residential lot, it has its own deed restriction. Can't be built on.
Right. Right. So, yeah, exactly. It just wouldn't be buildable.
So the question is, are we looking at how far back commercial? The question still is there, right, Jeff? How far back would we allow commercial?
Yeah, how far back would you allow commercial? What do you think is the buffer for? I guess I don't, you know, one thing I would say is, as far as Little Sweden goes, I don't really understand what the context of that is. So I don't know if Little Sweden is like something like Midway, where it's going to be a downtown area where they collect there, or if that's just like the name of the area, if you see that as all residential eventually. I don't know kind of the context of that, too. Of what your long-term goal is. So bear that in mind when you're...
Yeah. Yeah, we really don't have a downtown. Our downtown is on the highway corridor.
So
the question remains, how far back is the Planning Commission looking to allow them, and this will just be information, we're not approving anything because they're going to have to draft whatever that line is. Now we've hit it from all the different angles.
That could change in different areas along Highway 40.
Good.
That's a moving target. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Can't deal with that.
I agree. At the moment, Little Sweden is all RA5. Both sides of Little Sweden.
Well, years down the road, things might change up there with two homes a lot, and it can be addressed. And the acreage for the residential in the back. And
Vic, do you want to sell?
Do I want to sell?
Yes.
Probably eventually.
Well, maybe here's your chance.
I got a father-in-law that doesn't want to move right now. He's 95. He's lived there all of his life, so he doesn't want to pack up and leave yet.
You know, the way your lot is divided, you've already got one subdivision right in it. Up on the highway, you've got, what do you say, 316 feet?
Oh, that one piece across, I got 225 feet across the Little Sweden there on the one property. And that hooks into the back and runs all the way back down my property.
How much commercial, as a property owner on Little Sweden, would you like to see?
None right now. Once
I think we ought to respect that.
Yeah, because I got that commercial next to my property there that I can't. I was going to have a house built on it, but they say you can't, so.
Okay, Gavin, it sounds like what the Planning Commission is saying is they're not at this time willing to put a number on how far back the commercial goes.
So what letter does that leave us?
That leaves you at the Planning Commission is saying at this time they don't think that parcel is going to be made commercial. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
So how long until this, you know, can be revisited? I mean, is this just something we revisited in a few years, or
possibly.
How do we go with that?
Yeah, you can revisit this at any time you want to.
Up to you.
Okay. I mean, we're disappointed. I think this is a good choice, you know, a good chance for you guys to have improved the lot land to a higher and better use as well. You know, one of the key elements for us is we were going to push hard for highway access, which we won't do in this circumstance. And I think that is something that is, you know, I've been on your other meetings where you've talked about highway access and how important it is, especially on other projects. And this is a place where you can secure that. That definitely gets you where you're going. We don't pursue that with a 5-acre residential. So I do think that's a piece that you can lose out on in the future, just to put that out there.
Yeah, yep, I understand.
Hey, Jeff, just one question. How long, and if you don't want to answer this, you don't have to, just curious, how long have you owned this parcel?
It's been a little over a year. We bought it back in August. That's about 2019.
Okay, so you didn't inherit it from family, you just outright bought it?
Yeah, we bought it. I mean, honestly, we came and met with you guys to kind of feel out on what we thought was possible. So a lot of the early plans that we did, especially including the residential, were based off ideas that we had from that first meeting. We ended up finding out that residential wasn't even possible, so we spun our wheels there a lot. Yeah, we owned it about a year. We would like to see it progress, because, you know, even from this point, it's still a long time from here.
Oh, yeah.
There's still another meeting.
No, I didn't know how long you'd owned it. I just wondered. That's not a big deal.
August of 2019. Yeah.
Okay, and you can still apply. This is just
We appreciate that.
So, yeah, it's just an opinion.
Any other feedback you give to us that can help us, the next time we come before you, to help you ease your concerns that we're facing today?
Okay. All right, super. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you guys.
Okay. That will take us to Joe Gordon, lot line adjustment. Thanks for staying.
Absolutely. So we just recently purchased this 5.58 acres. The address on it is, so we bought that from my uncle. We inherited it from my grandmother. So he was selling it, so we finally were able to buy it. And we're just wanting to, it's, like I said, it's 5.58 acres. And the one just south to it is my parents' ground. And it's 8.44 acres, and we were just wanting to take adjust the lot line 0.42 acres to make it an even 6, and that would put my dad's lot there at 8.02 acres, and we were doing that so we could build a house on it. That's all.
For the green belt. The zoning for with the 5 acres, but our interest in adjusting the lot line is so that we would be able to stay within the green belt. It's just for tax purposes.
Have to get green
belt. Yeah.
Good idea.
we thought so. But before we get too far into the building application process, we're able to bump that line, and it doesn't affect frontage on either lot. Each will still have the same frontage along Mill Road. We're just like to move that a little bit to the south so that we can keep it an even 6 acres.
So, as I stated, it doesn't affect the frontage, and both of the lots remain above the 5 acre minimum. It does affect a utility easement that I imagine will need to continue to have an easement over it, but just barely. And so, I don't, engineering didn't see any issues with it.
And when we first discussed purchasing the property, we spoke with TO engineers, and we have not had a survey, but they just, as an overview, didn't see any issues with it being a buildable lot. That's what I just heard that being an issue, but.
So the one thing that Mark? You there, Gary?
Yeah, I'm just saying there aren't any buildings shown, and I don't remember any there, but are there any buildings that are close to this?
On which
lot?
On your lot that you're looking at.
Is your dad's house on this one?
It is.
So there's no buildings on that lot that there
is. It's a hay field area.
Okay, but are there any buildings close to the new lot line on the other lot?
No.
I don't think there are, but no. I just wanted to be sure that there aren't any buildings affected. So for, like site variances or something.
Okay, they're indicating there are no buildings on the second lot.
Okay.
It would be affected. There are buildings, but...
Well, there are buildings, but they're not along that line?
No, it's like a 50 feet, I can't remember.
I think they're far enough away from what I remember, but I'm just...
On the top end, there's a number of ag buildings, but there's nothing within...
It's
nothing near this line that I think will be affected by that.
Is that Stella's house?
Stella sits right on the road, and then Joe and Jennifer are here.
Thanks, Gary.
Property.
You're talking this one?
Yes, sir. This is that field right there, the intersection.
So the one thing I did notice, that this is already in a subdivision, we requiring all subdivision owners to sign this?
Yeah, so they'll have to go through the subdivision approval. What they had asked to do, and what I think makes sense, is they wanted to come before the council and get approval before they spent the money to redo the plat and get all the Mylar and all the signatures, only to come to the council and be told no.
Okay.
And so they're looking for a yes here, and then they can go through that fairly expensive process of getting the surveys done and getting the Mylar recorded and signatures.
Okay.
But yes, because it's in a signature, because it's in a subdivision, it's a subdivision amendment.
I don't know. Let me see here. What is that?
You guys are in the apron right now.
Okay, does any commissioners have any, or anything, any issues with this lot line adjustment that we need to address? Seeing none? Any council member? It's like the plan? Okay. All right. So, based on, what am I proving, a concept? Because clearly the plot's going to come back after it's surveyed, after the expensive.
So what we're approving is a lot line adjustment. Conditioned on the plot will come back. You know, we'll get a signed Mylar back with the appropriate subdivision plot amendment.
Okay, and that will go to the town council.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we'll entertain them.
Can I ask a question? I apologize.
Nope, you're good. Now's the time.
So it will still require a survey for the lot line to be actually adjusted?
Yes, so to go through the process.
So to go through the process
to get this recorded, it's a subdivision plot amendment, so we'll have to go in and, so since this is a subdivision, we'll now have a new plot amendment for that subdivision. And there's a process for it, it's just a costly process. What we did here tonight is now you kind of got a thumbs up, so now it's... Now you know that it's not for naught, and then when we come back, they can approve, and then the town signatures can get put on that.
Thank you.
So the motion I'm looking for is a motion to approve them to build Mylar.
I move that we, based on the conditions that our town engineer has expressed, that we approve the... How did you say that?
Lot line adjustment.
We approve the lot line adjustment with the condition that they'll come back with the Mylar when it's ready to sign.
Okay, let's say it that way.
Do you get that, Mary? Okay, because I might have missed a lot.
I'll second that.
Okay, so we have a second. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah. What kind of relationship do we have with these properties to Highway 40? Can we get more of a plat to look at the properties that would be, what I'm going to say, the east of these?
Good, yeah.
I mean,
there's property.
If we're trying to master plan some of this stuff, let's just say that there's a commercial corridor there, but for some reason, we went ahead and approved this lot change when we could have worked with the property owners, plus maybe the master plan is coming up on the commercial where we make a little bit of adjustment. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying I'd like to be able to see that relationship.
Do we have a town map here?
No, I didn't bring one tonight.
Are you pulling up a Google Earth or something?
So we have another, I think it's Blake owns the parcel behind yours.
Yeah, Blake Allen.
Blake Allen?
Yes, sir.
So he owns the parcel behind there as it runs to Highway 40.
So this doesn't affect Highway 40 at all?
No, there's a property after.
There would be a pretty wide...
And the other thing about that, Kim, is that once it comes down from that last one we talked about and runs into Ed Houston's property, it's not going to change unless they sell that residential, tear down Ed Houston's house, and vote for a zone change, that's where the commercial's gonna stop coming from the other side. Because his is residential all the way out to 40.
But he could change that.
Yep, could be done.
An application away.
But that would involve a great deal of effort.
Some effort.
You don't know Ed Houston.
That's what I'm saying, if he wants to do it, it's some effort. So that, there's a buffer there anyway between the highway and this property.
Yeah, I feel like there's a good property buffer there already.
Is it as deep as your property, Mark?
I got a question. Sean, they okay a light on 40 at Houston's property.
Yeah, just
now that would not affect their property that they're talking about coming through there.
They're way down the other end.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the where.
Do you know where Stella's house is?
Yeah, I know Stella.
That's right there where they're.
It's north of it.
It's a field north of her house.
Well, if they put 30th South through, would that bother your house?
Yeah, it would.
Because they have okayed it. UDOT has okayed a light at Houston's property.
Right.
So I don't know. Have they talked to you about how that there? That's not, I'm just bringing that up. I just know they did that.
That would be south of us.
That would be south of our property.
So you will miss that next to Stella's. That's one you got that, what's his name? Your one that rents your ground.
Fabrizio?
Yeah, Fabrizio.
Yeah.
So that's the one you're gonna build on?
Yeah.
Well, if they run 30th South across there, that'd have to go on an angle.
Oh,
Houston,
right, to get to Houston, though, I think.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if that might be something they need to look at because of their house.
Right.
I don't know if you, have you seen that or heard of that? That's one thing.
Because I know that they discussed extending 3,000 to the highway,
yeah.
But I didn't know that they
got through. Yeah, UDOT's okayed one by Houston. It said, if you look it up, it's in
for some reason.
UDOT's works.
We appreciate that.
So for those
so that might affect the house.
I'm
related.
Oh.
My wife's related.
A lot of people out here.
So this is the general area that would be affected. You're on camera.
Smile, Ken. They can't tell.
So that irrigated field is roughly the field. Right. So for some reason, this is the county parcel map. The only thing that won't load is the parcels.
Okay.
So this is roughly the 5 acres. And so they want to just come in past these buildings and then jog, you know, put a jog in the property line down here to connect, you know, so that this gets bigger and I get smaller.
I'm not saying they
then, but there's your relationship to Highway 40 and the
distances. That answers my discussion. But I am curious about this 3,000 South issue. Does that interfere with
you? If you just mirror it up there, it'd be great.
Yeah.
I think I get it, but I can picture it better if I see it still there.
This one said there might be a loss. So this is Mill. This is right at Houston. So this is Houston's. So those were the negotiations we were in that the town telling them where we wanted those lights along that highway corridor, or we specifically didn't line one up with. So what's your property? This one's too close to the one on Mill Road, so it didn't qualify anyway.
So how would they run through the south then to run to that line?
But
is his property going to
that property
somewhere?
It's right there by the south.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's where that property is where he wants to go.
Maybe another way to ask that.
They'd have to make a kind of turn to go to Houston, so.
Yeah, well right now they're looking at funding that light for the town of Independence.
All right.
They're not worried about our side.
So where is it supposed to go from that light into our side?
It's straight across. It's right there by Ed Houston's driveway.
Okay, so if it keeps going straight from there.
Exactly, marker, mile 12.
Right. But where, once you go through that intersection, where does that road go? Does it go to Little Sweden or does it go down to 3,000?
That's going to be up to the town to decide where that goes. UDOT stops at the right of way.
Isn't it mile marker 21? not 12.
It might be 21.
I think it's 21.
It was right there, the mile marker right outside Ed Houston's driveway.
So Bill have a light to get out on the highway.
But that'll be something that this, the planning commission and the council's gonna have to, long-term planning, will have to deal with those issues.
So it's not certain that it would go to 3,000, it's not certain that it would go to Little Sweet?
Not at all.
We just know there's gonna be a light there, and we've gotta figure out where it's gonna go.
How it's gonna attach into Daniel's infrastructure and streams.
I can tell you the UDOT's suggestion was it swings through and goes right down Little Sweet. So there's that.
Turns out for all of us, it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay, any other discussion? Okay, I have a motion and a second, call for the vote. All in favor? Do I need to do a roll call for this too, Mary? Okay, Jim?
Yay.
Yay. Mark?
Aye.
Aye.
Gary? Gary?
Aye.
Can I change mine to aye?
Aye, aye, aye.
And Gary was yay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Aye and yay?
Same thing?
Yes.
I got you.
The secretary is trying to. Okay, motion carried. We'll see you with the Mylar soon.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, next item on the agenda is minute approval of August 19th. Does everybody have a chance to review those? Any corrections or additions? The only thing that I seen was on page 2, and a concept to include traffic litigation. I think it's mitigation. I think we got right to litigation.
Where are you looking?
Third paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph down. Traffic litigation. I think that was supposed to be mitigation.
We're also looking.
Pam made that motion. Did she call the town CP on there?
No, she was not going to be present.
Yeah, I sent her the link, but she took me and she was there for all days. I didn't know if she called in or not. Okay. With that correction, is there a motion? No?
Speaking of motions, good.
Motion to approve. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Jim with a second. Any discussion? Call for the vote. Jim?
I'm in favor.
He's in favor. Okay, Mark?
Aye.
So.
Yay.
Eric?
Aye.
Gary?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay, that takes us to item number 4, unless you, is there something you need, Mark, that you individually, that you're asking about?
Oh, I was asking about the planning report, but if there's not a report to be made, I guess there's not.
Yeah, the only thing I can tell you is we had the Brady Karen on our minute. If you read that, we were waiting on funding, and so that's been worked out. The permit's been issued. You probably noticed that there's a movie being shot up across town. You see the lights up on the hill at night. Then they'll be out of here. Halloween is what they've told us. They have a business license from the town, so they've been shooting up there.
A monster movie.
Yeah. So.
Are you
going to
get
there any?
I hope not.
Yeah.
They swung the camera.
I mean, do you have an individual question you need?
No, I was just curious what was happening, if I'd been missing. Because we hadn't had a meeting
so
last month.
So it's in Hobbs old house is where that movie's happening. That's it.
Well, and I wasn't aware that the Stormhaven was having sewer backup issues.
Yeah, we've had some problems there. We sent out a couple of notices of what should be flushed and what should not be flushed, and it keeps plugging off, and then it comes up through the sewer manhole and runs down the road. And it's great fun. Yeah, if you have an individual question or something going on, just give me a shout out.
Okay.
Anytime, yeah. Okay, item number four, motion to adjourn.
Want to stay?
I move that we adjourn.
There you go, Gary. Okay, do we have a second?
Aye.
Have 2 seconds.
Or a third.
Eric seconded that. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous, Mary.